Thank you. Eastern hemlocks are an important component of forest systems in the eastern United States. They are a keystone species and responsible for creating and maintaining the unique ecosystems in which they're found, for example, riparian zones. The loss of these species would cause a dramatic shift in stream and soil chemistry, as well as air temperature levels, which in turn would alter forest structure and have a major impact on wildlife species. Currently, eastern hemlocks are being decimated by the exotic invasive pest Hemlock woolly adelgid. This is a bivoltine pest and reproduces parthenogenetically. The adults are sedentary and secrete the characteristic white woolly oversac, which you can see in the picture here. The crawlers are the dispersing stage. The adelgid is an effective pest because it feeds on parenchyma cells at needle bases and can cause dieback and kill a tree in as little as 4 years. There are little to no natural enemies found in the eastern United States of the adelgid. In a survey conducted in 2000 by Wallace and Hain, three predators were observed to feed on the adelgid: Harmoniax aridus, brown and green lacewings, and gallgnats. However, none of these appeared to exhibit a regulatory effect. And spiders and harvestmen, which are common predators found in hemlock trees, were not included in this study. In its native range, the adelgid population is regulated in part by predatory coccinellids, Sesagiscimnus sugi in Japan, and a complex of Scimnus species in China. And where the adelgid occurs in the Pacific Northwest, it's regulated in part by the predatory deodontid beetle, Laricobius nigrinus. Four of these beetles have been imported and released for biological control purposes in the eastern United States. Three coccinellids, including Sesagiscimnus sugi, which is one of the most commonly released biological control agents of the adelgid, and the deodontid beetle from the Pacific Northwest. However, little to no data has been published on the recovery or establishment of these populations. And so little is known as to the effect that they may be having on regulating the adelgid population in the eastern United States. And that leads me to the objective of my research, which is to test the efficacy of natural predators and biological control agents of the hemlock woolly adelgid. And to do this, we've developed a tool, namely an adelgid-specific monoclonal antibody. Monoclonal antibodies are one of the most economical and effective methods for prey detection in a predator gut. They have a wide range of specificity, from as broad spectrum as ordinal level to as specific as stage level detection. They can be used to mass screen against a wide variety of predators for one particular target prey item. They're very useful in elucidating predator-prey relationships, for example, prey choice, quantifying predation, as well as examining trophic interactions. It's a very powerful tool that in the early part of this decade has begun to be used by ecologists to examine these trophic interactions. Antibodies are made by homogenizing your target prey item and forming a solution from that homogenate. The solution is then injected into a mouse in several rounds of immunizations, and eventually the blood and other tissue cells are harvested. These cells are then fused with myeloma tumor cells to form hybridoma cell lines. The cell lines are then screened for antibody production, and those that are producing your target antibody for your prey protein are then isolated and cloned in culture. These antibodies are then used in conjunction with an ELISA, or an enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay, in which the target antibody is added to homogenized predators, and a color reaction indicates prey protein presence, or in other words, your predator ate your prey. This is an example of an ELISA plate, and the blue arrows indicate darker colored wells, which means that your predator did consume your prey item, and there was a large amount of prey protein in that gut. The red arrows indicate more transparent wells, which indicates little reactivity with your antibody. So it's likely that your prey protein is not present in that predator. So as I said before, an adelgid-specific monoclonal antibody was developed. And in the first round of optimization for that antibody, a wide variety of arthropods were mass screened against for cross-reactivity with the antibody. And I'm going to show you just a snapshot of the data that was collected from that. Basically, for this graph, all you need to know is the higher the bar, the stronger the reactivity with the antibody. And the first bar in the yellow circle you can see is our Adelgid, hemlock woolly Adelgid. And so it had very strong reactivity with our Adelgid-specific antibody, which is great. And the rest of the bars had little to no reactivity with our antibody, which is really what we'd like to see. And so I'm just going to highlight a few of those bars for you. This bar is the closely related congener balsam woolly Adelgid, and it shows no reactivity with our hemlock woolly Adelgid antibody. Also, the closely related pine bark Adelgid showed little to no reactivity as well. These are three hemipterans, which, as you can see, showed no reactivity with our antibody, as well as two fly species, Drosophila and another fly, and two columbulin species showed no reactivity. And what's really important and interesting to my research are the last three bars, which is a snapshot of various predator arthropods which were screened against, and Harmoniax aridus showed no reactivity, and two spider species showed no reactivity with the antibody. So all of this data is really great and encouraging, and we're currently moving forward in the next step of our optimizations. So I am conducting additional cross-reactivity assays in which I'll focus on forest arthropods that are associated with hemlock trees. As I said, these are currently underway and the ELISAs are pending. And I'll be seeking to answer the question, is there cross-reactivity with hemlock-associated arthropods? And to do this, I'll be performing year-round collections where I'll collect 10 individuals per each species, and these will be screened with the ELISA. And so this is all pending, and another step of optimization for the antibody are efficacy tests. In essence, we'll assess the detection limit of the antibody, where we'll answer the question, where I'll answer the question, how long post-consumption will the antibody detect Adelgid protein material in a predator gut? And the system I'll be using to test this are feeding trials with the biological control agent, Sasagiskin nasugi. In these feeding trials, the beetles will be standardized to laboratory conditions for 2 weeks. After that, they'll be starved for a period of 2 days, and a control group will be frozen. Following that starvation period, as you can see in this test arena, a hemlock twig with HWA present on it will be presented to the beetles, and they'll be observed to feed for an hour. Following that period, the Adelgid will be removed and beetles will be frozen at various intervals from 0 to 48 hours post-consumption. Alternative prey will also be provided to avoid starvation conditions, and these frozen beetles will then be screened with the ELISA. I've completed the first trial of this in which I maintain the beetles on hemlock woolly Adelgid in that 2-week standardization period. The ELISA for this is pending, and the subsequent trial or trials that I am currently working on, the beetles will be maintained on pine bark Adelgid using the same methods and intervals that I used in the first trial. And I'll be maintaining them on pine bark Adelgid to reduce the risk of false positives. Namely, pine bark Adelgid does not cross-react with our Adelgid protein, and there's potential that I could have false positives because in the first trial I maintained the beetles on hemlock woolly Adelgid. In some preliminary trials that I did, I found that Sasagiskimnus will readily feed on pine bark Adelgid when it's presented in its form on branch tips. And these are just pictures generated from that preliminary study that I did. So once all these optimizations are complete, this antibody will be ready to be used and can be used in a wide variety of ways. It's an extremely powerful tool, and I'll be able to use it to assess natural predators. And some of the things that I'm planning to do are predator feeding trials in the lab, not just with Sasagiskimnus, but with the most common predators found on hemlocks, and this can include spiders. I'll also be mass screening spiders in eastern hemlocks. As I mentioned before, they're a very common predator found on hemlocks, and they have not been examined for interactions with the Adelgid. Finally, I'll also be able to use this antibody to evaluate beetles that have been released for biocontrol. Because little to no data has been published on that, it'll be very interesting to try to recover these released beetle populations and see whether they do in fact consume Adelgid. So it's very exciting what could be done with that. So in conclusion, this antibody is an incredible tool that will be able to be used to delineate trophic interactions within the hemlock arthropod community. With that, I'd like to thank my lab mates and my funding bodies, and I'd be happy to take any questions. Yes?
Using this technique, you can find the presence of the protein in H2A. Do you think this may lead to a pathway where you might be able to tell quantity?
I think eventually it could be used to identify a quantity of prey eaten. There are a few papers that have been published which have looked at that, but nothing really substantial has actually been looked at that. So that would be a great avenue to continue in research. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, thank you.